welcome back to That's Life with Mark Snyder. And in the studio now is the woman who you can hear in the background. Her name, Maureen McGovern, of course. That's from The Morning After, from the Poseidon Adventure. And at one point, you were kind of known as the Disaster Queen.
The Disaster Theme Queen, not just me, in the 70s, yes.
You did the Towering Inferno, too, right?
Sure,
I always loved the theme from Angie. Different Worlds. That was a great one.
Charlie Fox and Norman Gimbel wrote that,
And Can You Read My Mind, Superman
from
theme?
Superman.
We had you had a big run there.
Well, I think when I did the Singing on an Airplane, that sort of put the end, you know, those were the definitive spoof on disaster movies, so that sort of ended the disaster era for me. And then I went on to New York and started doing lots of theater on Broadway, replaced Linda Ronstadt in Pirates of Penzance, and worked with Raul Julia in Nine. Most recently with Sting on Broadway and Three Penny Opera. And just started doing cabaret and theater and writing children's music and doing a whole, being other than the disaster singer.
Well, not only were you singing at the time, but you were actually acting too.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing some acting then. And I guess that
Broadway.
When you go on stage, you kind of combine both things, acting and singing.
Well, I'm, right, a singer who, I love a song that is a three-act play. I mean, that you can, you know, I love great lyrics and a great melody.
Mm. It's kind of nice to have you in town. I know you're doing some work for the MDA.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite involved with them.
The Industry Association. I've worked with them for almost 17 years now. I'm one of their vice presidents and a national chairperson of their dermatomyositis polymyositis division. My youngest niece is in remission right now, but has had dermatomyositis, and she had almost a 7-year battle with this disease. There is no cure, but there are treatments.